Dog Works Radio Network presents Mushing Radio, hosted by Robert Forto. Mushing Radio is about dog-powered sports, living in the Great White North, and mushing. Visit our website at mushingradio.com. Here is your host, Robert Forto.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto, and you're listening to Mushing Radio here on KVRF 89.7 in the Matsu Valley. RadioFreePalmer.org is our live streaming site, and you can find all of our episodes over on iTunes. Just search for Dog Works Radio. You can follow us along on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of those. Just, again, searching for Dog Works Radio. It is the second week of February 2017. It is snowing pretty dang hard outside right now. We're in the midst of mushing season and all is well, but we're having on a very cool individual. I met him last summer when we were touring the East Coast. He is an urban musher. He mushes dogs in New York City. He takes his clients out in Central Park with a group of sled dogs. It is my pleasure to talk to Manny Diallo. He is calling in from Manhattan, New York. Manny, how's it going?
How's it going? Definitely good. Nice. Thanks for reaching out to me and getting on this show. Welcome to be back.
Yeah, it's great to have you on again. I met you last July with a mutual friend of ours, Dorothy Wills Raftery. She was hosting a show up in the Hudson Valley, and you drove up and were on our show. And, man, I was just intrigued by your story. I had no idea people were mushing dogs in Central Park. That is so cool. So tell us more about you. Exactly. How did you get started?
One day I was at a dog park, ran into this guy who was actually doing the same thing I'm doing now. He was doing it for a very brief moment. Dog mushing as well in the city, very brief. Next thing you know, I signed up for a class, fell in love with it, and I asked to, join him. So it would be me and him partnering up, sort of. And we started to work together for, say, 2 or 3 months, and then he left for Seattle, and I ended up doing this thing on my own in the city, and now here we are.
And there you are for sure. So, Manny, how did you get involved with mushing itself? Do you have Siberians? You know, what's your background with this? That's a tough dog to get involved with, especially in the big city, isn't it?
Not really. I mean, I've always wanted to get a Siberian Husky ever since I was a little kid, actually. I used to go to my barber ever since I was about 6, 7 years old. And I noticed he had a Husky in his barbershop, and I always was curious about the dog. The dog was very, very sweet. I told myself when I get older, when I left my parents' house, I would get a Husky. And I ended up getting one. I did some research on the dog, and there was like some laws and stuff like that saying, it isn't suggested to get a Husky as a first dog. You know, it requires a lot of exercise and et cetera, et cetera. And I didn't want to believe that. I didn't take that to account. And I just said, screw it out. I want to see for myself. I feel like I'm capable, and I love a challenge. And I ended up getting one, and I don't regret it at all.
You know, they are a challenge. I've had Siberians since 1987, and we have three of them in our yard right now: Bodie, Reagan, and Dandy. They are by far my favorite breed of all dogs. I just love those guys, and they hold that special place in my heart for sure. So, first off, what is your dog's name? How old is he or she, and where does she come from? He or she come from?
My dog's name is Bam Bam. He's about to be 3 years old next month, actually. So he's 2 right now. He hails from Jersey City, New Jersey. I got him from a family that was couldn't actually take care of him anymore. Apparently, the son was getting sick, started getting reactions on his face, and
right.
It was like kind of a friend of a friend type situation. So I ended up hearing about getting the dog, and I got him as soon as. So he was. I think he was. I'd say about 6-7 months when I got him.
And of course, living in the big city with you and your dog, I would imagine that you have to be pretty cautious around everything that's happening, especially with the Siberian, because as you know, if those guys get off the leash, they're going to go forever, aren't they?
Definitely. My dog definitely escaped more than once. Yeah, when I first got him, he's definitely. Ran away from me, I'd say about 2-3 times, and I, that's actually one of the things I read when I missed it, the dog, and I, it was pretty funny.
So you're extra careful with him with all the traffic in Manhattan and all that, right?
Well, I mean, not necessarily now, because I actually got him trained. I was fortunate enough to afford him before. Get enough money saved up to send him to a boarding train program out in Long Island. I got him trained, off-leash trained, obedience trained, advanced trained. And, I'm able to walk off-leash with him. Not that I, do it, on a daily thing, but as far as training goes, like a worst-case scenario, if I needed him, if I needed to call him over in an emergency, I could trust him. And we have a good relationship. He respects me. I respect him. Yeah, I couldn't say that a couple of months ago.
So we're talking to Manny Diallo. He's calling in from Manhattan in New York City. Manny, you have to set it up for us here. You got to tell us about your company, about, just lay it out for us. How in the world do you find your clients? What is this all about running these dogs in one of the most, not only the most popular city in the United States in terms of population, but one of the busier cities in the nation. Tell us about all that.
Well, I definitely got to give a shout out to a good student of mine, Paul Scully. We met I'd say about 2 years ago in November-ish. She had a husky, and we both met under a gentleman. Once he left and I started getting into it, I started doing it on my own. She was actually the first person that reached out to me. She let me her dog, and I started doing it with my dog and her dog along the West Side Highway, going to the park. And next thing you know, people would stop me, take pictures, ask about. Ask me what is really, husky setting, dog setting, and then word of mouth just spread out, and I'm on social media now also, so I've been getting a lot of attention on social media, and I've been, it's half and half, some through word of mouth and some through just online, meeting people, racking up clientele. And it's mostly been huskies, but I just started acquiring Samoyeds. And I just started last year in February. Things have been very good. I'm excited.
So when you and I talked before the show, Manny, you said most of your mushing has been dryland mushing, whether you're on scooters or bicycles,
yeah.
And that. Have you had a chance to take out a sled there in New York? I know you guys get snow every now and then, but definitely not as much as we get up here in Alaska.
On two occasions. Actually, I think 2 weeks ago was the most recent snowstorm, Nico. This was on a Thursday, I believe. And we went sledding. It was the craziest snowstorm of this year, so I think we got about 6 to 7 inches of snow. shut down, you know, all traffic and all roads and pulled out schools and all that stuff. So maybe, you know, first thing, you know, woke up, me and some friends, and we went out sledding. We went out sledding, and it was crazy. It was crazy. I had my dog with me. We were actually traveling via subway, so I had my sled, and then I had my dog in one of these carrier bags, and we were commuting down south of Times Square, and then we went to Riverside Park in Manhattan, and we also went to Central Park.
Hold on a second. You were mushing at Times Square?
Along 9th Ave, heading to Central Park. Me and my other friends, it was crazy.
Very cool. So I know you want to learn more about everything that involves mushing, and I think you're even trying to come up and visit us up here in Willow. Have you traveled outside of New York City with your dog? You know, what experience do you have other than what you've learned just from hands-on experience about the sport of dog sledding, about equipment, about mushing multiple dogs at once? What's sort of your background with that, if any?
I went to Pittsburgh, and I stayed with a friend of mine, Carolyn Bellyfuss, and she introduced me to a woman, a musher out there named Pauline Bray. West Penn Mushers, I'm not sure if you heard of that, but they have a community of dog sledders and dog mushers out there. And I reached out to her as far as exercise skills and how I want to learn more about mushing, and I want to do this. Learn the right way instead of how I feel like I haven't been doing it. Since I haven't been doing it as much, and I've just been reading books on mushing, I feel like I want to get more of the hands-on experience and learn from the right people, such as yourself. And
Excellent. Well, we always love to have people come up and learn what it's all about, because it's definitely a lifestyle. And man, I've got to hand it to you. I can't wait to meet you in New York City the next time we're there and take a couple of dogs through Central Park. You know, my wife and I were at that very spot this past summer. We were in, Times Square, Central Park. We rented a couple of those bikes and tried to find the Balto statue and the park, or the zoo and all that. Man, that's one heck of a park. How many miles do you? Finally, took the pictures and all that. How far do you usually run there in the park? Because that's one of the largest urban parks in the United States, isn't it?
I'm not sure. As far as New York City goes, it is definitely up there as far as the biggest park. An entire loop around the park is exactly 6.1 miles. That's as far as the outer loop goes. And then within, I think it's like 5 miles.
So, Manny, tell us about your setup. I've seen the pictures online where you're hooking the dogs up to bikes and scooters. How many dogs have you had hooked up at a time? Do you use your typical gang line harness setup? What are you doing to hook these dogs up? Because I assume a lot of these dogs from clients, they don't have any experience in harness, do they?
Definitely not. It's all for me.
Right.
I've been using a Patrick Explorer. I'm not sure if it is. Have you heard of it, Patrick? The drowning.
Paul Tracker. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Patrick. Yeah.
Right.
I've been using that. I've been also using Kafka. It's a scooter from Czech Republic. It's a bit smaller than the Patrick. And then I've been also using just a regular standard road bike.
Right.
I would attach, for the bicycle, I would just wrap the gangline around the, I'm not sure what you call that thing, but underneath the handlebars.
The neck of the bike?
And I would make my gangline like that. And I saw the car truck and the cops would call they have the car truck has the brush bro, and I would just kind of wrap it around there. And then the cops had the bike and kind of set up, and I would just do the same thing, wrap it, and pull it through. And all three.
And you're hooking up two dogs at a time, or three, or how many?
Usually two to three. The most I ever done was five, which is pretty insane. And this is actually at Central Park. When I get a chance, I have to show it to you. But five dogs is the most I ever done. But usually I do two to three.
Right.
Yeah.
Very cool, for sure. So you do this as a company, and you said that you're pretty active on social media, and folks are coming up to you to talk to you about, hooking up their dogs and taking them for a ride. Are you doing it for these guys for training? Are you doing it for exercise, a combination of both? What are your typical clients, what are they asking for when they're calling you up?
I'm definitely promoting more so the exercise than actual training, because I feel that right now I'm in sort of like a dilemma as far as how I should go about trying to manage this company here in the city. People do ask to get the training, but then at the same time it's like these dogs, I'm only with these dogs once a week, sometimes twice a week, and trying to train these dogs, it has to be like a daily thing from what I learned, and trying to have the owner commit to that, and what they have going on with their personal lives and their work schedules, I feel it wouldn't be possible, I feel like, and I just try to go. Since this year, actually last year, I've been just promoting strictly exercise. I would throw in a few commands such as stop, hike, maybe a little turning, but the turning would be more so on my end, just trying to, I guess, steer the handlebar to the left or on the right. Now, even though my dog,
right,
who has the most experience with the mushing, I'm still working on him as well, but I would occasionally use him as a training partner for a second dog or as a third dog, and
Interesting. So what do you think the challenges are now, aside from the mushing, what do you think the challenges are to have a dog in the city? Obviously if you're in deep in the city, finding parks and things to take your dogs to are much different than if you live in the suburbs. What are you finding as a challenge for most dog owners living in the big city?
That's a good question. Actually, I have to say, in my personal thing, I feel like training this, because I feel like right now, me and my dog, we ran into a lot of dogs, and some of these dogs aren't trained at all, and they, especially huskies, there's been like an increase in demand for these huskies out in the city, so if you ever come back to the city, I'm pretty sure you're one of the huskies or two. And I have to say,
Let me ask you this: What dogs do you see most in the city? Is it the little dogs that people are carrying around in their bag, or is it the big dogs that are pulling on the leash down the sidewalk? What are you seeing the most of in the city?
It depends. If you're talking like lower Manhattan, I'd say smaller dogs, and the more you go up towards north of Central Park, bigger dogs. Yeah, I have to small teeth, stuffed dog like that. Yeah, definitely. I see more of those in Lower Manhattan, and then bigger dogs, but more so north of that.
So the next question I have for you, Manny, as you know, it's very expensive to live in Manhattan, and a lot of people have to work a lot in order to make ends meet. What are you finding with maybe your clients in particular? What do they do with their dogs during the day if they're working, 12, 14 hours a day? What's going on with their dogs? Are they staying in their apartments? Are they staying in crates? Do you know?
Some owners they just leave the dogs in the home. Otherwise, they're how they create it, and they have a dog walker to come pick them up once or twice a day, depending on the owner's schedule. And
right.
they simply walk, maybe take it to the dog park if it's like a pack walk, and. There is a small community of these dog owners that are just like constantly they leave their dogs inside the home, and some of these dogs never get to get out.
So Manny, we're talking to Manny Diallo today. He's calling in from Manhattan in New York City. He is an urban musher that spends his time with his dogs and with his clients' dogs around Manhattan and in Central Park. I think that's such a cool way to get your dogs out there and exercise. Manny, we have time for about one more question or so. What's next for you? What do you see yourself in, next year coming into mushing? What do you hope to learn? What do you hope to be as the urban musher in New York City?
Definitely taking on more dogs, getting the experience, being more in touch with the mushing, learning about the culture, being able to actually explain what this mushing thing is all about to these owners. Sometimes they would ask me certain questions, and I'd be honest with them and tell them I don't know the answer to that, and maybe hire some help.
Right.
And possibly finding a better way of transportation. Because right now I'm pretty limited. I'm dealing with subway commute as far as trying to get to these dogs. So sometimes the route that's been given to me as far as where the dog lives is where I'm trying to mush them at. It doesn't really work out so well, but trying to find a gap to that, or trying to find some way to accommodate the living from where they live to where I'm trying to mush them at.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Manny. How do we find out more about you? Do you guys use a hashtag? Do you have a website? I know you're pretty active over on Instagram. Where can folks find out about you and your company?
You can definitely find me on Instagram, Tumblr, Twitter. Instagram at Northern Breed Sports Club, Tumblr northernbreedsportsclub.tumblr.com, and then Twitter at Northern Breed SC. And that's it for now.
Excellent.
I'm still working on the website.
Awesome. All right, Manny. Well, thanks for joining us. I know it's kind of late there in New York City, about 9 o'clock. Your time, but we'll definitely keep in touch, and I'll share some links and things as we go, okay?
Definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much. So on behalf of my guest today, Manny Diallo, calling in from New York City, this is Robert Forto. We will talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.